I'm gonna rape, pillage, and plunder!
On the Creative Control Network. The CC Network.
Forget about it.
How about Cav Manning?
Who's Cav?
Forget about it.
Cav Manning, gentlemen, let's talk cock.
The CC Network.
I am the best on this microphone. Nobody can touch me.
This is somebody that needs his ass kicked. Bad. Real bad.
The CC Network.
Forget about it.
Fausty Walnuts in San Jose, California.
Hey, I've heard, by the way, those are some of the finest walnuts in San Jose.
Enough about that. Let's move on to Cav Manning.
You are a piece of fucking shit.
Foster's Walnuts.
What do you think about that, D.I.?
Forget about it.
What do you think about that?
Yes, sir, Mr. Walnuts.
Cav Manning
does, says whatever he wants.
On the Creative Control Network.
Cav Manning says long time no cock.
Forget about it.
Cav Manning and Frosty Walnuts, you guys really suck. And you swallow. Thank you.
The CC Network.
Forget about it.
Cav and Frosty, hello. Salutations. My name's Dalton Castle. The Wrestling Linguist Show is the best wrestling podcast.
In all the five boroughs, I'm known. Forget about it. I'm known all over the fucking world.
The CC Network.
Anybody ask. Anybody about
Cav Manning
from Mulberry Street. I'm known. Forget about it.
Take a good look. I'm the brightest star that's ever stepped foot on the face of God's green earth.
The CC Network.
Forget about it.
You know what? I was like, is that the actual real opening? That's why I didn't fucking jump in right away. I was like, did I pull the fucking...
That's the other show.
It is the other show, Faust. It's the other show. So let's start
Gray's
this.
Not here and you forgot.
We're starting the show over.
Music Radio, WLAS.
To be with you, Rush Limbaugh, the EIB Network, and...
Good morning, everybody.
Hello, friends. Welcome to the show.
What's up, beer drinkers? We got another great show for you again this week.
Here's Dan Hampton and Ed O'Brien.
Hey, hey, it's Conrad Thompson, and you're listening to...
All right, you know why we're here. So if you have any doubts or reservations, now is the time to say so. No one will think any less of you. Because once you enter this family, there's no getting out.
This is where this gets difficult. Nope.
What kind of hotel is this?
How you doing?
With a tear in my eye!
I am coming.
Beat your way!
Foster's Walnuts.
We're doing live.
I am the voice of the voiceless.
Party foul.
See you next Tuesday.
That's more like it. It's the Lingus Mafia podcast. And never mind. See, that's what makes it great, Faust. You don't need to edit that and go, no, well, we'll start over. Because that's fucking funny to me. It made me laugh. So that's all that matters.
Real life.
As long as I'm laughing myself. Faust, I think I've decided to collect something stupid. First of all, I'm Cav Manning. I'm the godfather of this whole fucking shenanigans that we call a show. And I'm along with my consigliere. That's Mr. Fossey Walnuts.
What do you hear? What do you say?
I had to put my earphone back. I was doing the Delabate, Faust. I looked to the side. I have one ear off on my cans. Gregorio's probably still sleeping, so I'm sure he'll pop in during the show and show up here. Mm-hmm. So I look for old shit from, like, when you're a kid, like the toys and all the good stuff, right?
Yeah.
And I said, you know what? I might start collecting Faust's Ghostbuster shit. Like the real Ghostbusters, as they said. I love that whole thing. It's a fascinating thing to me that, like, there was it was like GoBots or something that came out. You go, what the fuck? It's just Ghostbusters and it's not actually Ghostbusters? It's fucking ridiculous. I don't know. I read it once.
Copyright or some bullshit?
Yeah, I think they didn't and it slipped past or something. So then it was like, they were the first people on Twitter, Faust, the real Ghostbusters. Ghostbusters for real. The number four. So I remember I was going to ask Baby Jonathan if he remembered when I used to go to Golfin' Joe's house. They're all fucking Joe to me. Used to go there and Baby Jonathan was baby, not quite, but you know, he was fucking, I don't know, four, maybe something like that, but he's playing with Ghostbusters toys and all those things. And it would, oh, come, I'm going to show you my toys. You know, one of those things. And I don't even know how much fucking older. I don't know fucking how much older I am than him. And I'm at least a good fucking, probably 12 years, something like that. So he was showing me, oh, this is Granny Gross. I remember those names. Like Granny Gross was a name. And it was like, it was a grandmother and you would like fucking pull her up and her fucking midsection would open like a monster or something. They were all very Transformer-esque. And there was, I remember a football guy. And if you bent him over, I thank you, like he was going to hype the ball, you would like push on his head and his back would open like a fucking crocodile. That was another one. And so I'm looking, I go, let me see. I would like to find the Ecto-1, Faust, because that's the one. Like I've seen where I'm not paying real money to be getting this stupid shit if I'm just fucking around anyway. Something else to gather dust for me. So I saw like the Ecto-1 and it was like in the box still. And I think it was $200, which I guess isn't terribly bad for a one in a fucking box from back then.
Yeah.
And you also see ones where they are now reissued and it said 2021. And it was like from the new Ghostbusters that came out. And so they just did shit. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, if you only give a fuck to have the car, who cares, you know, when it comes down to it. But I'm like, I would like the 85, whatever the fuck, you know.
The OG.
And so you look for that kind of thing, the box, a little beat up and all that. But I'm like, yeah, I'm not paying that much. I saw one guy, he had a lot, mm-hmm. He had the fucking Firehouse. He had the Ecto. He had all the fucking ghosts and figures. And I was like, just in a pile. They went out properly. He's like, get rid of this shit. And I saw, like, I think it was originally $100. And I'm like, for all of that, I'd do $100. Sure.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, it's bidding.
Oh, and started
so I, yeah. So I think it ended, I don't even, it might have been in the fours or something like that. And I'm like, I wouldn't even do 200. You know, I'm like, that's, what am I going to do with it, really? So I'm like, well, I get a couple things. Like, I would like a few things. Like, I would like, I see the Slimer you can get. It's a big, good-sized Slimer. And you got to get each one of the guys, too, right?
Right.
And they come with the backpack, and there's a little swirly fucking thing that comes out of it. Remember that? It was like a little foam fucking swizzle. And you'd be like, oh, that's the fucking, it's shooting the fucking guns. And I've seen a couple of these that don't have the backpack or, you know, they're missing fucking Venkman, but everybody has a Zedmor because nobody wanted him. So there's plenty of him around, you know. It's over there. I go, you racist bastard. What, you don't like a black Ghostbuster?
Right.
So all this stuff. But I got one, Fuss. I got one thing. And I got this. Nice. I got Stay Puft. The good. And you know what? For some reason, I thought it was going to be much bigger. Yeah. I mean, it's not, it's fucking, it's the size of your hand.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I guess compared to the figures where, I don't know, the figures might be, it should still be way, the figure should be up to his fucking cankle is where he should fucking be, really. But I'm like, yeah, I have, put them on camera. That'd be funny. Just have them on right here, Faust. A little head.
That's, like, that's an OG, like from the 80s? Or
this is. This is the old one, which is in great shape. Look, it has like a little fucking pen mark on it, which on here too. And I'm thinking if I get one of those magic erasers, it probably goes away. And on his, like that piece of little red is gone in the middle of his little bow. But I'm like, I looked for, let me see what a fucking good one is. And the way you see it, it says under there, 1984 Columbia Pictures.
Oh, wow.
So this is the real deal good one, you know? And I'm like, his head moves around and the arms fucking move. I hope I don't snap it while I fucking play with him. But, you know, when the cameras go off, Faust, I go like this, woo, and I fight with them. I don't let anybody know. And speaking of Faust, as my energy drink is here, I didn't even fucking realize.
Nice.
I have a Slimer energy drink, which is Oxy Shred, which is supposed to be a calorie burner, like a fat burner drink, but doesn't have jitters and everything, and it has Slimer on it. That's the only reason I even bought it. I go, well, I'd like to see it. Yeah. It is not a bad fucking tasting drink. It's like Oxy Shred, and then there's the Slimer edition of that, right? So I was like, well, if it's bad, I'll just keep one can and put it on the shelf and be cool looking. But they're not too fucking shabby. So that was my new tool around, see what I'm looking at. And I've also found, you know how we get the Chinese jerseys fast. We're team Lingus Republic of China is what we fucking are. Yeah. Where we go for all the, you know, the jerseys we get are, you know, they're stitched, but you always have to get an extra size because it's Chinatown people who wear them. They go, yeah, I'm extra large. And you go, no, you're fucking not. You know, it's
you're
not
medium.
It's you're a schmedium, really. They eat, you know, only rice. So I was like, all right, get this. I went to get the Caleb Williams one that I got last time, which was 13, which everybody thought. So the guy had, I don't know, he's on eBay. It's not China. So now I've discovered if you go on eBay, people have these made for maybe $60. And it's Nike True, the Vapor fucking Nike jerseys, no MLB. And I'm like, this is where to go. We don't have to do China anymore to fucking get this shit for cheap. And so the guy gave me a discount when I wrote him back. And I was like, dude, this is fucked up. You know, he's like, I'm fucked. I got fucked. And he's like, just out of convenience, he goes, I'll give you $10 because, you know, and I'm like, yeah, I'm not even asking for it. I go, ooh, the fuck knew. It ain't your fault. I bought it before he fucking came out. But he's like, oh, I'm trying to get shit together to get a bunch of 18s if you're interested. And I said, well, I already actually ordered some already. So I said, I'm willing to get other ones that are like, I don't have the old school white, the throwback one like I got from him, or an orange, shit like that, or that dark blue one with the orange numbers and shit. I'm like, oh, I'd be down for that if you know, come across that. Or if you have a Montez Sweet, Faust, I said I would fucking do that too. But so he was going to look and start getting shit, doing all that. I have a Billy story for you, Faust. And he even said, he goes, oh, you could tell this on the show. He goes, don't tell it on our show because she probably will listen.
Oh, nah.
Okay. Faust, I got to send you the fucking pictures too. So he calls me and he goes, I feel like I've just been raped.
Oh,
this is only Billy, my friend. Only this is, it's so fun with him. So he goes, he's talking to someone on the fucking apps, whatever. And as you know, England, you could drive to the other side in 2 hours. So he goes to meet this chick. And you, as you know, Faust, only tens. He's like, I refuse. I think he has said the least he has ever fucked was a 7.5.
Jesus.
He goes, I refuse to have it. He goes, then that was probably low for him too. Like, I'm like, what do you care? What's wrong with you? So, well, I'm like, especially if you're not looking to be like, he's not looking to date the person. So I'm like, why do you fucking even care? So he's like, and then when he like gained weight at one point, he, I think he didn't fuck for 5 years. He had said, like, he was celibate forever. And because he's like, I can't be seen with a woman. I can't be a, take my, and I'm like, what are you, a girl? What is this?
He's a celebrity.
I go, our fucking troll asses would climb on top back in the day. You know, who cares? So as I take a drink of slime. So he's like, oh my God, I meet this girl. And he goes, the thing is, he goes to get a hotel, which is very odd to me. Because I think it's far though. He's traveling. It's not in his town where he goes, come on over. So he goes
on the train.
He's doing the underground, the London Underground. No, he's actually, he's in his car because this is part of the story.
Oh. It's so, Porsche, as you well know.
As you well know, Faust. Pay for, it's more than most of your houses cost, you fucking losers. I just went into the, I'm into the spirit of Billy. Sorry. Billy's story.
He goes over there straight away.
Straight away, no cue, Faust, nothing.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't want to bring her his flat, so he gets a telly.
You know,
they have to go up a lift.
And before that, he was eating a tomato sandwich. Fucking shit. Going forever, Faust. With this.
I don't know why the elevator is called a lift in it. Whenever it does I hear lift talk you. About a lift, like when he was telling a story, I heard him tell a story on the Dirty Sheets. He goes, "Yeah, I was in a lift with you know, whoever, one of the wrestlers."
Yeah.
I'm like, "Is it in the same car?" And they're like, "Oh, the elevator.
That's a lift. That's great. I didn't even think
there's
about
a ride that. Share."
So I was standing in line for my Uber. So he goes to pick her. He picks her up, and he's like, "Motherfucker, she doesn't look anything like her fucking picture."
Is it like E.T.?
He goes, "Not quite, Faust." This is the funny thing, because me
drive
and you...
2 hours.
When you drive 8 hours and you go, "Fuck it, we're here." So I'm going to send you a picture, Faust. Mm-hmm. I got to send you a picture of what she had looked like before this fucking, before, like, what his pictures that he got.
Was it Kayla Braxton with and without makeup?
With showing freckles and everything, right? Okay. Try to get to this fucking picture fast. There's a lot of texts about him and Sap, so let me fucking scroll back forever and try to find it. So he meets her, and he's fucking angry. Like, he's like, "What the fuck?" But what he's like... He's a scumbag, but he's not going to be a scumbag to her face, I guess, mm-hmm. and say flat out, "Listen, you know, you're a pig," or whatever the fuck it is. So he goes to meet her. I'm trying. Okay, hold on. I'm just going to save this one. Okay, very good. Wait till you see this. Save that. Save that. Save that. Okay. I'm going to send you the pictures of what he saw online, right? Okay. Mm-hmm. So check out the first one in that group. I know you'll like the middle one, but check out the first one.
Oh.
Yeah, right? Okay.
Yeah.
So, right? Very good looking girl. Okay. There you go, Foss. Mm-hmm. The other one, you know, with the big fake implants and all that kind of shit, right? Yeah. So she meets him. And she's like, she is fawning over him. And what's very odd is, like, he sent me, and he said I could play on the show. So I have voice texts from her, actually. Mm-hmm. So let's, maybe we fucking play that. I'll connect to the Bluetooth so it gets nice. But she's fawning over on the voice text with this, with him. I'm like, goodness gracious. Okay. All right. Here's one.
Also, if you're free this weekend, I have got a Airbnb booked. If you'd like to come. I can't believe how well we got on in. You're just fucking cool, man. Oh, I like you. I like you a lot. And also, I want all the fucking gossip about WrestleMania. Please. Mwah. You are beautiful. Bye.
So here's an odd thing.
Oh my God. So
hold on before we play that one. Mm-hmm. So it's odd to me that, like, I think he sent me a picture and she has an Austin 316 shirt on or something. And I'm like, do you just, like, look for people who are into the wrestling? And because I've seen this a few times where it's girls that are into, and I'm like, what's going on? And obviously they're telling her, "Oh, I know about this and that." Like, he does do the I'm fucking in wrestling. I know Drew. It's
I have all the news.
It's honey, blow me. I have the news. I'll tell you about Drew Gulak being released. Blow me. Oh fuck. So I'm like, okay. So he's like, I see these pictures and I'm like, what the fuck? Okay, now here's another one. And these two messages are from after an encounter, by the way.
Okay.
Oh my God. I so should have fucking come and seen you last night.
Can't understand that.
I would have fucked you. And, yeah. That was like, it was crazy. It was like 4 dates in one. That's fucking mental. But, I mean, we broke the ice now. So, anytime that you're free and you tell me to be free and I can get it off work, I'm yours. And they're like, oh, you're married, whatever. They don't, I don't fucking see them. Honestly, it's just a fucking farce. So, yeah.
I guess you were seeing guys that were married?
Your fucking face. It's incredible.
She's in love.
I've got the biggest grin on my face.
This is after meeting her. This is like directly after they're done.
Whenever I can see her. And obviously everything else comes first. So I can always come down to you when you've not got your lad. I know that he comes obviously first.
Now here's my favorite, right? Because this is her doing the groundwork of your son comes first. I am not trying to get... And, like, she pushes about that he's first in your life. She's trying to get in good with him.
Yeah.
All the time, obviously. But, yeah. I'm really happy about it today. I like you.
Okay. So, now I'll tell you what happened.
Oh.
Fuck. So... He tells, like, the plan is, hey, I'm meeting you and we're going to fuck.
Yeah.
Before they even meet. She sends him the little fucking, those videos that are fucking airbrushed where they got big eyes and weird shit. You know, it looks like a paintbrush hit them, right? Mm-hmm. And so then he meets her. I guess she gets off the train. I don't know what the fuck. Mm-hmm. Right? Meets her. And he's like, I've done this one time, I think, in my life when... The girl walked to the car, and I couldn't believe what the fuck was walking to the car. And I was, this was when my parents went away on camping fucking trips, and I had the house to myself. Mm-hmm. This broad came out, Faust. This chick came out. She was fucking hobbling, and her arm was fucking this way, and she had a big bush sticking out of her armpit. And I'm like, what the fuck? She had like this short fucking hair, looked like a zit face. And then she gets in, she had a big long sundress. She got in the car, and I remember getting in back first, and her whole back was full of zits. And I was like, she had gotten into a fucking car wreck and been like crippled and fucking stuck in a position. And she told me, it's, you know, I barely have a limp that's noticeable. I'm like, I don't care, I'm gonna fuck, you know? And I was like, bad news, my parents didn't leave. I was like, fuck this. You're in the middle of a great story, Greg. We're gonna continue on with Billy. As you saw the pictures I sent.
Yeah.
So he meets her and he does this. He sees her and he's like, who the fuck is this in the picture? He goes, 20 pounds more? 20 chins more? He's like, what the fuck is this? So he goes, I wasn't able to get a fucking room. Son of a bitch. She's upset. Oh, fuck. But she's up his ass. She's telling him how beautiful he is every fuck. Your face is unbelievable. I said, you'd let her know that it was paid for? No. Oh, my God. You're gorgeous. You're gorgeous. I just can't get over your face. I can't get I said, all right.
I actually have a clip of her telling that to Billy.
You have a very pretty face. It's a very model face.
I heard Billy in the background. Thank you. Thank you. Fucking tell, oh, you're so, and he's like, eh, you know. And she's like, oh, I just want to kiss you. Let me give you a kiss. Let me give you a kiss. I don't like a PDA. Sorry, I don't do that. You know, I really can't. She's fucking like clawing on, trying to, I can't do it. You know, I can't do it. And he's like, fuck, he's trying to get the fuck out of this. And she goes, at least let me give you a blowjob. Let me give you a blowjob. And he goes, there's no, you know, we got no place to go. Mm-hmm. I can't do this. I'm like, you can't barrel through. I go, I can't imagine what the fuck came out of the fucking tunnel that you have a problem with. And he sent me a picture. I sent it to you. So, and I'm like, what? He goes, I can't be like you or my friends that can just fucking go right through. Don't even care. I go, what's wrong with you? I go, a fucking blowjob. He goes, she gets in the car. She says, I know a spot around here. Here, drive. And he goes, and how the fuck, what am I going to fucking say now? I'm not gonna just go, no, I'm grossed the fuck out by you. I don't want to blow job. So she goes, drive around here, bound the back of a Target, whatever the fuck is over there, right? She fucking drives around and she fucking starts to fucking blow him in the Porsche. And she's like, grabs his hands and shoves them on her big hard fake tits and like makes him fucking play with those things and shit like that. And he's like, oh, it went on forever. He goes, I couldn't fucking barely get hard. I was disgusted by everything.
This is where this gets difficult.
And he's like, Jesus Christ. So she drank it, you know, and, you know, she got it and she loved what she got, Faust. So you Perry. She knew what she wanted and she loved what she got. So she was just, and then all these messages are afterwards. I got to see you on the weekend. Immediately, I need to see you again. I need to fuck you, this and that.
And that's all they did? They hung out. She blew him, and then that was it?
He fucking took her to the fucking train again and said, I'll see you fucking round. And
must be a big, big brother fan.
I'm telling you, it's about the wrestling, I guess. But I'm like, Jesus fucking Christ. So I'll send you what? He found on, like, I guess she works at a bar or something. So he found, like, he went to that site or something where someone posted a picture. Like, because I said, you know what you got to say is go, oh, send me a picture of you right now. I just loved how you, you know, because then she will. She'll be like, anything you want, you know?
And hold on, let me turn the filters on.
Yeah, no. And it's like, just fucking do that because she didn't. And I'm like, the picture he sends. Yeah, she don't look like that first picture, Faust. However, he made it out like Quasimodo came out of the fucking tunnel.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, listen, blowjob, sure, but here you go. Here's what she looked like when went out the fucking thing. So I'm like, yeah, it's not quite the first fucking picture.
Yeah, you can tell it's the same girl.
Yeah, but
I see the smile, but yeah.
But that's the problem. And I said, you know, when I was doing all this back in my day, Faust, back in my day, I would fucking take pictures like crazy because I was worried about that. I was not sending a glamour shot only. You will get one in there, but the rest are, I'm on the couch, unmade up like shit. This is me. Or hold it, and I'm making a video. There's never a filter because we're guys. And all this, and send that shit, and you got what you fucking knew you were fucking getting. These other ones, forget about it. So, I asked the other day, so, whatever happened with fucking blowjob lady? He goes, I've ignored every fucking message. This broad boom and fucking is in love, and he has not replied. And he's like, fuck
at least,
that.
At least you were the favor of blocking her.
I fucking I couldn't fucking believe. I'm like, holy fuck, that's fucking wild. So he's like, oh, my dick maintained its fucking, its glory of never going into a woman that was under a 7.5. He's all fucking proud.
Well, she was above a 7.5 just maybe a few years ago.
Yeah, that's what he was like, well, what the fuck is it? See, that's what I don't understand is how a woman could send all that and not fucking be worried about that at all. I mean, you really don't want to run into that snag of when you do show up that...
Surprise, surprise.
Yeah, that there's a fucking issue, so...
You couldn't look at his phone while she was blowing him?
He's like, fuck, you're gorgeous. And I was like, I go, she got a big fake tit. I go, at least you could focus on this and fuck around there. I mean, what the fuck?
Surgically enhanced. Titty.
Yeah, but he was disgusted by the whole fucking thing. I go, I said, this, she's on the hook so much. I go, you could have her doing crazy shit if you fucking want to. You should have her fucking tell her to send you jagging off videos or some shit. Do crazy shit then, man, if you can. Why not?
I've been practicing.
There you go. That's apparently that country's into that shit, Faust. I don't know.
Have you been dieting though?
So that's the reply. You should be dieting, bitch. Before we jump over to the movie review and jump over to the patreon.com/LingusMafia where you get all of your extra Lingus stuff, including the WrestleLingus show, these bonus shows, extra shows, all that. Little's $5. You can jump on that unless you want to watch videos and all that good stuff. Did you hear the names of the possible former Greg's team, the Phoenix Coyotes, or the Arizona Coyotes. Oh, I think it was Phoenix.
Where are they moving to again? Utah?
Utah.
Yeah.
So I'll read you the names, and there is a clear, clear winner in this that I can't even imagine that this doesn't win. Because there's some real garbage in here, too.
Yeah.
All right.
I've heard a few.
So one is the Outlaws. And I said, there ain't nothing outlawish about Utah.
Right.
Utah. The Outlaws that they're marrying multiple people. That's against the law. Another one is the Blizzard.
Okay. Because you got that the Avalanche still a thing in Colorado?
Avalanche is a thing, Faust. They had won the cup just the year prior.
Oh, okay. They're not up on my
They're very good. the Fury. I don't know.
Fury.
The other one is horrible.
Now, is it going to be Utah or is it Salt Lake City?
It's Utah, apparently.
Utah, yeah.
Yeah. The Utah HC. How shit?
Utah Hockey Club.
That's it. Like, yeah. It's fucking soccer. Just football club. You go
Washington football.
Yes. Team. It's like, holy shit. All right. The other one is the Ice. That doesn't roll off a fucking, the Utah Ice. Whatever.
I'm thinking of the, what do you call it? The immigration customization enforcement.
That would be San Diego.
They're all white up there. They're all white up there.
The other one, decent, the Mammoth. You could have that out there, like a woolly mammoth and stuff, because it's all snowing. The Venom. I don't know if that has anything to do with, because that's more snakeish than.
They got snakes in Utah.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, they do. Freeze to death. The last one. This is the winner. It's the Yetis.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's what I heard, yeah.
Fucking got to. You met that fucker running around the ice in a fucking Yeti outfit, the Yeti, Faust. Maybe you get that big fucking, what's that guy's, what was that guy's name, Faust, the Yeti? Who is he?
Oh, fuck. Something Reese.
Reese. I'm glad you said
basketball at Santa Clara.
Yeah, Roy Reese or something like that.
Ron Reese?
Ron Reese, Faust. I knew it was a double R on the backside. Double R.
Not Roger?
That'd be great when they play the Kraken.
Yeah, the fucking Yeti, man. Let's fucking go. Get the big fucking white fucking shit out there. Mm-hmm. How dare you, Greg? How dare you? Mythical. Son of a bitch.
Hey, Bigfoot's one thing. Yeti's another.
Yeah, well, I think Bigfoot is just... The snow version is the Yeti, right? Isn't that just supposed to be what it is? It's Bigfoot that is the snow. So
that's a little too much for me.
It's like, hey... I could see him living in the forest. I believe you can live in the woods,
but the snow, forget it.
Go, it's fucking cold, man. Go, what the fuck? It's freezing. Oh, my God.
And then the WCW Yeti was fucking mummy.
It was a mummy. The fuck? And the funny thing is that they knew what it was when he walked to the ring. They're screaming, it's the Yeti.
The Yeti.
How would you, what do you talk, why would you know that? Butt-fucking Hogan with Giant, right? They were both butt-fucking.
Yeah.
Front and back. No, two holes, no way. They were fucking going after it. All right, let's go to, over to the other side and break on through, and we'll get into all that fun stuff. I could get into my moving stories and stuff like that next week, I guess. We have other stuff to talk about. That is an evergreen, as they like to say, Faust. Like, we used to have a Hova back in grade school, and she wouldn't stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, all that good shit, right? I don't believe in this. I don't believe in that. And then we had to do a coloring fucking thing, and on the fucking page is a Christmas tree. Refused. Refused to color it because it was a Christmas tree, and the teacher went, it's an evergreen, and then a Christmas tree. It's the first time I ever heard that, evergreen. I go, oh, it's not a Christmas tree. Fuck you, you're coloring.
Oh, but you'll take the days off, though, right?
Yeah, I don't see you showing up with no one else here. So, all right, that is it. We will go over to the other side. Let me see what I got here, Faust. That one seems to work. That's it. Go over to patreon.com/LingusMafia. See you guys over there.
Go, Pat. Go the fuck home.
What? You haven't signed up to patreon.com/LingusMafia yet? Not only will you get the second half of this show on time on Tuesdays, you can also go back in our history for over 500 plus shows, like episode 202, where we give you the shitty rundown and the aftermath of our trip to WrestleMania in New Orleans.
All of you were there, and I am the only one who knows this. He shit on the entire fucking floor.
Oh.
Oh,
no.
How about the history of every NFL team?
Welcome to the history of your favorite NFL franchise from the Lingus Mafia podcast. I'm Cad Manning. This is where I'll give you the history of each NFL team in existence. Every team will have their own episode to shine, from winning it all to having fans wear paper bags over their head because they're embarrassed of their team. So let's get on with the show. This episode, the Chicago Bears, the Miami Dolphins, the Indianapolis Colts.
How about Gregorio specials? A night at the Oscars.
Welcome to the Lingus Mafia's Night at the Oscars. I go back in time and reevaluate past winners for Best Picture from the Academy Awards.
You want music? How about on holidays we give you our playlists with a twist?
Happy 4th of July weekend, everybody. Good morning.
Yeah, this is your underboss, Greg Norris, coming at you with a super sexy playlist.
This is K Robbie, Super Sounds of the Lingus. Boy, I'm hella stoned, and this song is very fitting.
What do you hear? What do you say? This is Fausty Walnuts, and this is no longer 91.9 The Ledge. This is 91.9 The Lingus.
So get on over to patreon.com/lingusmafia and see what you've been missing. Greg, you do a show. I heard about this.
Yeah, Cold Brew Podcast every week. Also got an interview with a local brewer from Fate Brewing, so that's going to be coming out soon. Little extra show, and I have like drinking beer and talking about it.
I'm still trying to get you on the fucking Smoking Joe Network. He's like, I should have never accepted these other shows. I got no time for this and that. And I said, well, you always say, you know, you're sick of the wrestling shit. So when you're ready for shit that is not wrestling, here you fucking go. So I'll get you there eventually, Greggy boy. And I mean, listen,
sounds good.
You got a lot to shoot for with the number soon to be two. We're number two, Faust. That'll be a great fucking slogan, too. We're number two. We're number two because we're the shit.
We're the twos.
Thank you smell something?
That's us because we're number two. Faust, there's so much. We had, I said on the other show, Greg, suit. I told him we're 58 downloads. Did you hear that, Greg? We're 58 downloads away from being number two.
Nice.
58, exactly, to take over number two and be the famous show. So I tell this to suit, and he goes, cream rises, and I go, so do turds. I said, so I was like, we're the turds of professional wrestling podcast.
The floating turd of wrestling podcast.
And it was on the fucking thing. I took it off, Faust, on the fucking, when I did the opening of Conan show this week. And so I was like, it was on there.
I heard it. What part got cut out?
No, I took it out.
Oh, okay.
I took out the fucking we're the floating turds of wrestling podcast. I took it. I go, listen. So people that don't get it, they'll go, what the fuck kind of like, what kind of promotion?
What kind of hotel
is
this?
True life. So
that was perfect that they were going to talk about the Zodiac Killer.
It was. I was like, that is perfect that they mentioned fucking Zodiac and Durbin, because I shouldn't shit on Durbin while he was fucking there. Mm-hmm. Durbin's like, it was like 2 years ago, they double booked my seat. And then they said you could go take pictures and be like ringside now. He goes, and they gave him $400. The ticket he said was 80. They gave him $400 and then said, here's a platform to stand on to take pictures of the show. Win. And he's got a real life camera. And he sent me the pictures he took that were like, they're professional, very fucking nice pictures of old Big Willie Styles Offspring. So it was pretty good. That's it. That's it, kids. Remember, I could do anything I want because my dad is dead. And we'll see you next Tuesday.
You're the Lingus or against us.
Because together, we're assholes.
Best podcast in the world.
I am the best on this microphone. Nobody can touch me.
Yours truly.
I'm done. Show's over. Good day.
Fade to black.